The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Now on Mitchell's Front Page, talking real estate with Rosa and Gina from West End Real Estate, station sponsors.
Good morning to you both. How's life in the world of real estate at the moment?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, busy?
It's starting to pick up a bit.
Why do you think it picks up around now? Is it sort of start of a new financial year, new hope?
I don't know.
We don't know the answer.
There's no reasoning to it.
Because they're thinking spring's coming, we better start getting organised.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So in terms of what you wanted to talk about today, the things that you should be looking for when it comes to leasing a new place. So I always see that you've got a number of different places open for inspection on any given weekend. And it looks like they happen fairly quickly, one after the other. So someone's obviously driving around between all of these places. So you'd have a lot of people coming and going, but you need to make an informed choice when it comes to leasing something that's going to be suitable for whatever your circumstances in life are.
Yes.
Yep. So we have open houses on during the weekend, or on Saturday morning, and the houses are open for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And even though it doesn't sound like a lot, it's enough to get you in there, have a look at the basics of it. And if you need another look, you just make another appointment to go back through during the week.
I mean, it depends on how big it is. If it's a one-bedroom apartment, it's probably more than fine. If it was a massive mansion, probably would need a bit longer.
Well, then we'd probably allocate a bit longer for that as well.
If you had one of those in your portfolio.
That's right.
So in terms of the things that you should be looking for in that limited window of 10 minutes, even though you've said you can have an extended appointment, how do you try and get a gauge on whether it's going to be right for you when, you know, you move in and you have to be there for a few years? So how do you get that gauge in 10 minutes?
Well, generally speaking, you would know your dynamics of your family, first of all.
Yep.
So you wouldn't waste your time going to look at a one- or two-bedroom apartment if you have three or four children, because it's not suitable. You need to make some decisions. What are things that you need and what are things that you would like? So types of heating. I mean, I know you might be moving in summertime, but you need to think that in 6 months' time, it'll be winter time. So you need to, you know, if you have a preference to central heating or a gas heater or electric heating, and also you need to look at running costs. Depending on your budget, you know, having heating on for long periods of time does cost a lot of money nowadays. And if you're a person that requires air conditioning, you need to see what kind of air conditioning. Not every property has air conditioning. It's not like heating that it's a requirement. Air conditioning is not a requirement at this stage. So you need to weigh it up, and whether you want car accommodation like off-street parking or whether you would like a lock-up garage because you have an expensive car, or you need to really look and see boundaries. If you've got a young family, if you're looking at the future, a lot of schools now have, you know, criteria of what you can apply for from which suburb.
Mm. The point about car accommodation is an interesting one, because you could probably be there and think, I'll just park on the street. But if you're looking on a Saturday, I'd imagine that the car parking situation on the street is probably a bit better than perhaps if you're going on a weekday. Because I know the suburbs sort of around the city where the parking becomes less restricted are really filling up. There's a lot of free spaces here in the city, but if you go around, like down MacKillop Street, for example, you can't actually find a park there.
No.
Well, it's a good idea to have a look at that, and also, you know, your local football matches.
Mm-hmm.
Just see what the parking's like on those days as well.
Yeah, that's a good gauge, isn't it? Mm. Heating is an interesting one, because, you know, I can go without heating, no problems. You just rug up. But it's what you get used to. Some people don't want to wear three layers when they're walking around their house.
No. And look, some heating and cooling can affect people's health issues.
Yeah.
So you need to look at that. If you've got a history of asthma, or, you know, get quite sick with lungs and things like that, you need to look at the houses. Obviously, some of the older properties that are concrete homes and things like that, they're not going to be as warm as a new home that's been built with regulation to energy rating. So you know, don't rush into signing a lease on something. You've really got to look at your situation and what you require. Mm.
And just have a look at the floor coverings as well. You know, you might be allergic, so you might not be able to live in a property with carpet.
That's me.
Really? So you have to have boards?
For floorboards.
Yeah, we've got floorboards as well because one of my daughters gets really bad hay fever.
I think floorboards are great compared to carpet because you just sweep them up and that's it. Whereas with carpet, it's hard. You've got to have it steam cleaned on a regular basis. And the carpets, without even realizing it, can be a big sort of breeding ground for different types of germs, dust mites and whatever.
Yep, and it doesn't matter how much you steam clean them and keep them clean. Once you've pulled them up over a number of years, the amount of dust build up is amazing.
And if you spill red wine on the carpet, then it goes down into the not very good. I was also interested in the comments going back to heating of the former Deputy Prime Minister this morning. He's on $211,000 a year, but because he says he has two families to support, he's struggling to make ends meet, and he said, "I couldn't even run the heating overnight." I mean, I would never have the heating on overnight. I don't know if that's practice, but does anyone really have their heating on 24 hours a day and just doesn't turn it off for 6 months of the year?
Look, there probably are people that do that, people who have come from overseas who are not used to our cold
weather. The sub-zero temperatures.
We have it programmed that when it hits under 15 degrees, it automatically turns on and takes a chill, and then, it turns on at 6:30 in the morning.
Some
and it
of
turns
the older
on at 4:30.
Style ones don't do that, though,
no.
Do they?
So that's what I mean. You really need to see what, be practical. You know what you want and what your expectation, because then it's not that easy to get out of a lease because the landlord won't put an air conditioner in, or the heating's not as modern as what you would like it to be.
Mm. Do people often demand air conditioning? It's kind of an expected standard now?
Yes.
So if you don't have it, well, I mean, does it take longer to lease properties when they don't have air conditioning?
No. Look, that
people just don't think about it at the time.
In the wintertime, people don't think about it.
Some people aren't fazed, and then there's people that it's, oh, my God, it's the end of the world.
Well, I can kind of relate to that because, as I was saying off air, I think now when you walk outside, it's hard to imagine ever being above 30 degrees. But in just a few months' time, we'll be back in that space
again. We'll be there. You know, and we need to keep in mind that, you know, it is only for maybe 10 days of the year that we get those heat waves.
That we need air conditioning. Mm.
Go to IKEA or something and use their air conditioner.
Shopping centres.
Stick your head in the freezer. That's what I do.
Well, thank you very much for being with us. Do you have any final pieces of advice for the listeners?
Maybe just take a checklist along with you so that you can be a bit more organised and do your tick off.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Do people often bring other people with them that can have a bit of a level head?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, when we go out and do something, we're all excited and we have our, you know, we have our blind eyes on. But if we've got someone else with us, they're a bit more objective to what's going on and they'll remember things. And
also people say, oh, what do you think of the street or the neighbourhood? Mm. We don't live there, so we only get snippets from what the tenants tell us.
Mm.
So if you're not sure or really want to know how busy it is, sit in there in your car for 15-20 minutes and see what goes on.
Just go down there at random times of the day.
It's a good idea. Yeah. I like that idea. Mm. Thanks for being on the show, and we'll catch up again next week.
Thank you.
Rosa and Gina from West End Real Estate.
The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.